Okay, we're continuing today in the topic of Messias Kapayim. Where the Torah says, "Daber Hashem al Moshe leimor, daber al Aron vel banav leimor, kos varchus bnei Yisrael amor lahem." So clearly, this mitzvah is a mitzvah given to the Kohanim. Kos daber al Aron vel banav. The mitzvah is given to the Kohanim to bench Klal Yisrael. So the question is like this. How do we view this mitzvah? Is it given to the Kohanim? And what if the Yisrael would want to go up to Duchen? So most probably we would get very perturbed. If Yisrael would want to go up to Duchen, we would say, you know, what's he doing there? So the question is there technically an Isser for him to do that? Or it's just like when a woman sits in sukkah, we don't tell her, oh, you can't be here. Even though the mitzvah is on the men, not on the women, but they want to offer to do a mitzvah so they can. So why do we say the same thing over here? The mitzvah is on the Kohanim, but if Yisrael wants to do it, does it take, or is this something more worse? So that's what we're going to try to explore here today. So take a look in the Gemara and Shabbos, so the second page on Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. It says, "Vamer of Yosi." Miyomai lo avarti al divrei chaveri. I always listen to my friends. Miyomai lo avarti al divrei chaveri. Yodei ani ba'atzmi she'eini kohen. I know that I'm not a kohen. Im omri li chaveri alei leduchan. Ani Ola. So if my friends tell me to go up to Duchen, I do so. So how do you understand this Gemara? Okay, but either way, he would do it. Either he did it, or he theoretically would do it. So that what? That if his friends would tell him to go to the Duchen, he would do so. And he's sort of, I don't know, saying that's a good thing. He's saying, you know, I'm such a, you know, he's trying to say a positive thing about himself, not a negative thing about himself. So this maybe at first glance would imply that you could do it, even if you're not a Kohen. Beryl? I guess so. I guess these friends weren't just I guess his friends were like, you know, other Chashuva people. So look at Tosis. Ivu hayom li chaver alei leduchen, lo yada ri ma isse yesh bizar ha'ola leduchen. im lo mishum bracha levatola, shel kohanim amar tar levarches Yisrael. So I want you to explain to me what Tosfos is saying. Friends must have told him to do something that is somewhat maybe of a question. But he's saying that I always listen. I always listen to my friends. But he says, what's the issue here? There's no issue, b'chlal. And the only issue could have been the bracha levatala, and that he's not going to do anyway. So Zezmi says, v'yodari ma isu yesh b'zar ha'ola l'duchen im lo mishum bracha levatala shlokonim amra Torah levarches Yisrael. There's someone who was raising their hand. Okay. Good. Now, so clearly from this Tosis, Bukhara, there's no Isser for a non-Kohen to go up in Duchen. It's sort of like a discussion whether a woman could sit in the Sukkah. So, there are different shitas about that, but we normally assume that they can. There are shittas that say that maybe they can't, but we assume they can, right? That's the minute. So, same thing over here. Why can't a non-Kohen olo duchen? Now, we know the minig is not. In other words, by noshim besukkah, the minig is they do sin the sukkah. By noshim be what? By non-Kohen, by zar for duchen, minig is not. Oh, so there is another Gemara in Ksubas. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, but what is he saying in the end? He does go up. He says Birkas Kohanim, but he doesn't make a bracha. But he's saying, well, people might think I'm making a bracha, and that might look controversial, and therefore, so we do. I still do it, meaning I'll do the Birkas Kohanim without. Right. Okay. But it's clear that he did the Birkas Kohanim. Yeah. Now take a look at Ksubas on Chav Dalet. With the Gemara here has the following: Ibayilu, Mahu Halos Minasias Kapayim LeYuchsin. But the question is like this. If you see somebody going up to Duchen and he's doing the Siyas Kapayim, could you assume that he's a Kohen Miyuchas? Whereas, could you derive from the fact that he went up for the Siyas Kapayim, so that's a Raya, that is a Kohen, so now I could go and make a Shidduch with him, you know, if he's a single fellow, you know, to marry someone who only a Kohen could marry. Because there was the fact that he was at the Duchen is a raya that that he is a Kohen. So Tibai Lamandomer Malin Mitrumal Yuchsin, Tibai Lamandomer Ein Malin. So the same question we have by Truma. If you see somebody eating Truma, so could you derive from there that he's a Kohen and therefore, you know, has the dinim of Kohen for Yuchsin or not? Tibay the mandomer malin hani mili truma da avon misahi. So if you hold malin, maybe that's only by truma because it's avon misahi. So therefore, to eat truma, that's an avon misa. So somebody, if you're not a Kohen, so if somebody ate truma, that's a very severe thing. So if he ate it, he must really be a Kohen, because no one's going to want to violate an oven misa. Aval nesias kapayim de iser esay lo. But nesias kapayim, just because somebody's duchening, doesn't show that he's necessarily a Kohen, because the iser for a non-Kohen to duchen is not misa, it's just an iser esay. An Isser essay means when the Torah sometimes formulates an Isser by saying a lo saseh. Lo so call this, lo so call that. That's called a lav. You see, the three, you see, normally we divide the Torah into three parts. Mitzvah's essay, Mitzvah's lo saseh. Mitzvah's essay is like tefillin, sukkah, lulav, etc. Mitzvah's lo saseh is levelos, shefus, coming from Pesach, etc. But there's another category called Isser Esser. In other words, it's really an Isser, but the Torah never said it in a Lo Saseh form. Like, the Vela, the Torah says, Lo Sofa Kol Vela. So it's a threat. So what is it? By the fact that the Torah says, Amor Lahev, after the Kohanim, and not the Israel. So the Torah never has a Lav that usur lazar lo zar lo yale al aduch. There's no such pas. Zar lo yale al aduch. No such pas. But the Torah says, Amor lahem, tell the Kohen that you should go ahead and do it. Implies that no one else can do it. But it doesn't use that lush or low size. But it's still a prohibition. It's still considered like a lot. You're not going to get an office for it because it's a and Baal doesn't say, but it's interesting. So the Gemara says like this: if you see a Kohen eating truma, so that is a real indication that he's probably a Kohen. But if he's not, he's violating Nisa Misa. So that's something that's very common. Right? So therefore, if you see him eating Kohen, you know that he's a real Kohen, and you can trust without any marriage exception. But just because you look at him doesn't necessarily show, because look at him, for an alcohol to look at him, it's not such a big deal, it's only distress. It's not easy. But what do you see from here on this Gemara clearly? Just throw not a lot of dochen. It's not like the Tosis says lo yadari ma iser yesh. That's mashba, and the only possible iser is what the bracha of atala. But here the Gemara says beferish, it's an iser essay. The Gemara Ksubis says an iser essay. So that's the big question that everybody's bothered with: is how can the re say lo yadari ma iser beisko? But isn't there a beferish Gemara that says that it's an iser essay? Since the Torah says I'm all a hem and not to someone else. So that's the question. So I don't know, is there an answer? Well, hopefully. I mean, this is a strong question. Right, the Ri says lo yada Ri ma iser yesh b'zeh, and now all of a sudden we have a Beferish Gemara that says an iser essay. So let's be my, unless somebody has a suggestion. Any suggestions? Yeah. Or a Roush.
Off the bat.
Yeah. There'd be no one left. Not really. Why not really? No. Well, no. The Gemara has a sugi. What if the whole shul is Kohanim? So maybe we'll discuss in the future, but there's a concept of there still could be blessing the people in the field who are not in shul. So there's going to be some Jew somewhere that's not in shul. But you're still making a good point. But you hear the counter argument is that maybe. Even if everyone went up, it would still be blessing the Am Shebesados. So let's look in the Marsha on page 4. What? Who was talking specifically? No, Tosa says lo yada ri ma iser yesh b'zeh. So the question is that the only possible issue is the bracha of atola, but the actual birkas kohanim itself is not a problem. It's not a problem. So now the question is. Now the question is, what about the Gemara Ksubis that says it is a problem? So look at the Marsha. It says the Marsha, Ma'isi yesh b'zeh hol al-duchun at kalashonu hikshem mar-yai b'tur. The Isser Essay Bazaar had no say Kapov. And I'm reading Perek Beis de Ksubas. Perek Shrash Hashem, the Sivei Kosevarchom. Kosevarchu, Atem velo Zorim. Velav Abba B'chlal Asei Asei. Yish Yashiv Dimashmele Alayla Duchen Ba'alma Sha'ola Va'omad B'mokom Duchen Sha'akohanim Omdim Shon Aval Hu Lo Hayam Mevorchi Mohem Halkein Omeri Lo Yodari Mai Rebusa De Rab Yossi Ki Ma Isu Yesh Bezar Ha'ola La Duchen Ve'enu Mevorich אם לא שנה מה שהיה מבורך ורבוסו משום ברוכה לבטולו לא סיסה זה אינו דוודי משום דלו עובר על דברי חברו ולא עובר עליו דלו סיסה ועוד ידע ומצלי מייבד דוודי לא היה בירך משום איסר אסי דזר נוסי קאפו ועל דחד מתארתי נוקת
So read the Marsha a couple of times to yourself and tell me what you think he's saying. What did he do? He didn't say the Birkas Kohanim or the Bracha of... But he said the Birkas Kohanim? What? What is the Marsha saying? There's Tosis, Marsha's learning the Pshat in the Gemara when the Gemara says that Rav Yossi says, "Miyoma lo avardi al divrei chaverai." Means that when they told him to go up to Duchen, means they told him to go up to the platform. Understand that, and that's what he did. And then to that, that's Pshat in the Gemara. And to that, Tosafos says he doesn't understand what's the problem. Unless you say that he duchened, and then the problem was the bracha of atolo, or the iser esei. Tosus could have said that also. But in the Rambam, he's not going to. In other words, the point of Rav Yossi is not to say that if my friends tell me to eat pork, I'm going to go and listen to them. That's not a praiseworthy thing. So same thing. If your friends tell them to do an avera, he's not going to listen to his friends. So the point is, what he did was, his friend, the point was, if his friends would tell him to go up, he'll go up. But if he Tosis mentioned that would be a bracha of Atola, and Dothan that would be an Isseres. But of course he wouldn't do that. So the only thing he did was go up. And in a Hanami, he didn't do anything more, because in a Hanami, it's forbidden to Dothan. If a non covered with Dothan, the Marsha says, he would violate two things. He would violate a bracha of Atola to make the bracha Shekhshanu if the Shosu Shalaro, and he would be violating the Isseres. And what the Gemara says, just read the Gemara. In other words, the Mashal says, don't read anything into the words. Read it very literally. Right? Making a good kind of. I mean, what's obviously the friends are not going to tell him to do an aveir, and to say brachas kohanim is an aveir. It's an isseres. You make the bracha is a bracha l'atol. And all his friends told him to do was just go up there. Maybe they wanted to honor him. I don't know. Sometimes you know it's an honor. So maybe it's Talmud Chacham, so he belongs to that group. You know, like sometimes you have a Hakafas, they give the first Hakafah to a Kohanim, and sometimes they also put the Rabbanim in there also with the Kohanim. So obviously, this is not the same, this is no Issa there, but I'm saying, you know. Well, yeah, right. Technically speaking, Talmud Chacham was supposed to get the first Aliyah, right? I think Rabbi Chaim Yosef, right?
Yeah,
he always takes the first aliyah. He goes out of coach. He takes the first aliyah. They say the Gra only on Simchas Torah, right? To take the first aliyah. You know, that's trying to wrap the Rambam and the Tshuva, right? The famous Gemara in Balthazia and Darwin, that the base of mixtures was destroyed, Shalom Berkham, by Torah Tim. The Pasha Shah means they didn't make Berkham the Torah. But the Rambam says a different Shah, the Rambam and the Tshuva. Says, well, Baruch HaBa Torah Tchila means that the people didn't give enough cover to the Talmidei Chachamim, and they didn't call up the Talmud Chacham for the first Aliyah. So, well, Baruch HaBa Torah Tchila means they didn't call the Kohen up, the Talmud Chacham up for the first Aliyah, except they called the Kohen. That's what basically it's called. So today we don't do that because then it can cause machlokas. You know, who's the Talmud Chacham, who's not Talmud Chacham, you start to do that. So we just call the coin the first of the year because it's objective. But technically the real halakha is supposed to call the coin. So maybe that's what you're saying, that he wanted his friends wanted that he should go up with the Kohan because he was such a chash of a person that he should go up with the Kohan. And he said, and I listened. But the Tosafot says, but he couldn't violate an Isser, so just to stand there is not an Isser. So maybe Elliot, so maybe that's a, you know, a possibility. But of course, the way that Marshall learned, that answers the question. There was a logic with the Tosafot is not against that Gemara. Well, you don't know, he might and where's it in the only Isser they can think of is the Ruffle of Atola. But the Pashtun Tosis is that he did Birkas Kohanim, he just didn't say the Bracha. The Rosh Hashanah says no. Interesting. Because Tosu doesn't always, not always exhaustive. I don't know, the whole Marsha might be Shver. Bechor Alei Leduchen means.
And you never mentioned the actual bracha in the Gemara.
Right, you never just says go up to the Duchen.
Yeah.
The Duchen is a platform.
So it couldn't have been implied they wanted him to just say the bracha, they never actually wanted him to say the bracha in the first place.
Yeah. Okay, that's what he asked before, in theory, but in theory he would have done it. So the question is, what would he have done? So Pashup Trantosis means he would have gone up and made Birkas Kohanim without the Bracha Asher Kedushanu. And Reese says he doesn't know what Isser is, but here the Gemara says Beferish is an Isser Esser. So the Marsha answers by saying that all he did or theoretically would do was just go up to the Duchen and keep quiet. I don't know, it's a Shver Pshat. I don't know. It answers the question, but it's still Shver. So let's continue in our quest to see if we can find any other Pshat in here. So the Bach on page 5 also deals with this question. It means for the Kohanim. And then he quotes Tosis Lo Yoda Rima Isra Yesh Bazar, except for Hamad Gam Rima Farsh Duchen de Kohanim. So the question is, how could he do that? Kosher the Hechi He Over Be'asek Kedei Shel Yavar Al Divrei Chaverav. If his friends tell him to do an Aveira, he's going to listen. So first he says, you see, little where I put the bottom arrow, go a couple of lines above that, three lines above where it says Vitzorich, in the middle of the line. Vitzorich Lomar, Rav Yossi Lokomar, whereas here he's saying the same pshat in the Marsha, that all he told him was to stand there, the losha yisas cup of klal, without any nesias kapayim, vavlo levarich yivarecha. Right, so that's all he told him to do. So there's this mamish like the Marsha. And the only controversy might be that it looks, you know, strange. People will say, hey, what is this guy violating an Isser over Essing? But he doesn't think that's Prantosis. Mihatosis lohi vinukach, timokei mai lo yodari. Havada deleki Isser. So he says, Lachain Nira Iker, Devade Rabbi Yossi Lalos Laduchan Lavorach Kamar.
So he thinks the pshat is not like the, you know, what he quoted before, which is really the Marsha's pshat, right? He thinks no. When Rav Yossi said he went up to the Duchen, he made a bracha. Elishayam evarech below priestess yadayim. But he didn't stretch out his hands like the other Kohanim. The gam lo berach asher kedushanim. And he didn't make the bracha. So all he did was say Birkas Kohanim. He didn't make the bracha asher kedushanu b'kedushoso. And he didn't spread his hands. Usvir le de iser esse leka. Ella b'devarach b'nesias kapayim. And he thinks that the Gemara says in Ksubis that if you're not a Kohen and you duchen, you violate an Isra Essay, that's only if you spread out your hands. But if you don't spread out your hands, then you don't violate. So he didn't do anything wrong, because the bracha he didn't make, spreading out of his hands he didn't do. He just said the Yivarech Hashem Yishvarecha, so that was fine. So that's Pshat the Gemara. In other words, the only controversial thing could have been is that, you know, maybe people will look at him askance that he's violating an issur. But since he's not putting his hands out, so then it was okay. So Harav Soldik is asking, you're not allowed to put your hands out, so you're not supposed to look at the Kohanim. So that's a whole different discussion. So basically, what the Bach, again, to the Marsha's answer is, again, that he went up to the platform, but he just didn't say it was good there. And Bach rejects that. He says the Pshat is, he said Berkas Kohanim, but he didn't put out his hands. Okay, that's another terence. No, he says he didn't. So Isser Asse is only when you spread out your hands. What? No, Marsha says that he didn't say anything. It could be according to Marsha, I don't know, maybe he stuck out his hands, I don't know. According to Marsha. Doesn't say. The sovereign that he can stick out his hands too, according to Marsha, he's going to really look pretty. So we have Tofor two terutzim of how the Tosis and the Gemara Ksubis are going to shtim. Now let's take a look at the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, on page 6. Says the Darkei Moshe, Kosu v'Tosus, Perek Kol Kisvei, Lo Yodari Ma'isu Yesh Bizar Olo Leduchem, Yilo Mishim Baruch Levatol Lo Shulachon Konim Amr Toro Levarech Ad Kan Lashono. Matzosi Kosu Vazel Lufi Zeh Yochol HaYisrael Alosim HaKohanim. So according to Tosis, Hashem Shan Tosis, is that you could Yisrael could go up, right? Hein Yivarchu L'Rov Am Hadras Melech Matov V'chein Lo Nogu V'lai Efshar Af B'lo Konim Yalu. Well, divrei atosis kosherly. So isa behedi b'ksubas perk sheni. The zar no says kapa vov bebeese. Ah, but it's against the gemar ksubas. V'ef shadri lo kamer elak sheole im kohanim acherim. Alavad hu over beese b'tzorachim. He says that a new answer, and that is that maybe the Isser Essay is only if you are a czar and you're duchen by yourself. Maybe that's Isser. But if you're ready with a group of Kohanim, so I'm more lahem to the Kohanim, and you're there also, that's not a problem. And the fact that he went up means he went up with the, and that works in good, you know, like we said before, with, you know, that they wanted a mechaber. You see, if he's the only Kohen, if the only person there, so then why should he go up? There's no, but if we're already being mechaber Kohanim, so then his friends said, oh, we want you to get the covet also. But if there's no one there to you to duchen, that would be improper. So maybe that's another pshat of what it could be. So according to this, everything. Everything, Bukhara. He said the bracha, he put his hands, he said the psukim, Bukhara, he said everything. No? Tosis al Hoyadari Lo Masters, he had to do it all. No, Tosis is saying that. One second. Unless he didn't make the bracha. Maybe he didn't make the bracha. Because he's saying that the case was that they were on the Kohanim, that's why he was able to go up, and it's not an Isser Essay, but it still could be a bracha levatala. Okay, so I think Ariel is right. It could be, according to Darkei Moshe, he didn't make the bracha. Okay, so we have how many terutzim do we have so far? We have the Marshaw. We have what? The Bach. And the Darkei Moshe. We have three so far. Now let's look in the Magen Avraham. Page 7. Suppose we will be able to daven mincha today here before we. So the Magen Avraham says, "Perish domer of Yosi miyomai, ain't shem tozuk kosher that subas aminu zara nosa kapov over besay." Ketiris v'dark emotion subs ma'iri b'fnei asma. V'shabes ma'iri m'kohani m'cheri. Yitzarachin, v'nalei l'ri, chilak zet. He says, you know, Meheji tasty is such a chilak. After the Sfirle Lari, the Isser Essay Hagamasha Maskir Hashem Levatola Bebracha. So he's giving a possible terror, it's very schwer. They say when the Gemara says Isser Essay, maybe that's the Bracha Levatola. But that's very difficult for because the Isser Essay of Chor is not the Bracha Levatola. The Isser Essay is the Birkas Kohanim itself. So then he goes on and says, "Ein Sof Simin Reishtas Vavlude Ri Hinomi Rav Yosef Komar Rakshaya Olo Luduchim." Tafel Pishael of Gnai Bedover. Emes Lohi Amavarech. Emes Sefer Be'er Chidushim Rasha. So then he quotes the Marsha. That's another possibility. Vod Yesh Lomar, the Matzina Perak Yud De Erevin, Rav Yossi Sovar, Avogav De Chsiv, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Vesomach, Velo Benois Yisrael. Even though by Smicha and the Korban, it says Daber B'nei Yisrael V'lo B'nos Yisrael, because Smicha is a mitzvah essay. Shazman Grama, Smicha means to put your hands on the animal, so that's only in the daytime, so it's a mitzvah essay Shazman Grama, so Smicha is only done by men, not by women. But women have the prerogative of doing smicha. In case sphere like I'm can Afogav the Siv Daber al Aron. Mikol Mokam Rushus Lazar Lisa Kopov. Lachain Tomari Allah. In other words, he's saying, so the Mogen Avraham says an unbelievable thing. Again, we have all these different shotim, right? Barsha says he didn't do anything. Bach says he didn't, wasn't no sekapa of the, and the dark emotions, the difference between alone and all the kohen. The Mogen Avraham says the most radical thing, I think. And that is that the relationship that exists between women and mitzvah sesei shazman grama, that they're not mechuyev, but if they do it, they can do it. So the same thing by Birkas Kohanim. They're not mechzuga, but if what? They want to do it, then what? They can do it. So what has Tosa saying to this essay?
Says the Magen Avraham. Badi is a mitzvah to zara over verse. Kai alid Rav Yehuda disle malim mitzvah liyuchsin. So parak with the day noshim asurim lismo. These are so everything. Whereas you say there are two opinions of the. Whereas gabe noshim the do smicha. So there are two opinions whether they're allowed to do smicha or not. One opinion says even they're partner they could, and then Rabbi Yehuda says they can't. So it's only Shita's Rabbi Yehuda who holds women can, holds Kohanim can. But the Shita that holds that women can, so then Kohanim can also. And in Achanami, when the Gemara says that that his friends told him, that was Rabbi Yossi's speaking. And Rabbi Yossi's Lishitaso, who holds what? That noshim samchos rishus, that women are allowed to do smicha, even though they're potter, they could still volunteer to do it. And the Gemara in
Ksubis, but says this is an essay, that sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that women can't be Sobek, so they're the same thing. Asar can't. So it's the two sheetahs, and well, let's see what the Machzis HaShekel says over there. On page
8. Left side where it says Rishus L'Nashim, the left side of the Machzis HaShekel on page 8, in the middle of the left column, last two words are Rishus L'Nashim. This one Chal Gabi Korban, Atar Lo Miyat HaNashim, Al Gabi HaNashim, Ike Chiyuv, Mitzvah L'Smo Chal Korban, Ein Tamar Rielov, Ratzalom Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi, Leke Esei Bizar HaOla. Whereas the Reeve was asking Rav Yossi, what's the problem? You, L'Shitascha, hold that Nashim Samchos Rishos. So then what? So the same thing by Birkas Kohanim, the Tzar could have Rishos, the Duchen. Leave the reviews of East Lake Malin, the Hachi Higgis Hashem, the Bible Malin, you see his Kapayim, the Yuxin, the Lod, the Bible Malin, the Malin, Truma is just a Dilmadach, the Truma, the Higgis is a Misa Lazar. We love the bar of the Kohen Loya, Ochav Loya Machim, and so on. The Sias Kavayim Lech, Rabbi Yehuda Matzin is really Malim Mishrum Al Yuchsim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Malim Mishrum Al Yuchsim. Im Kein L'Didei. Shapir, I don't think we have the closed brackets here. This is 8 in a second. 9. Yeah. The bottom of page 10. Madomer Shastika Esse Lazar Ha'ola. That's really the Noshim Emerosham Lisbo. So basically, what the Magen Avraham says is if you hold that Noshim Somchos Rishus, that they could do the mitzvah of smicha even though they're potter. So the same thing by a kohen, that even if you're not a kohen, you could do brikas kohenim. And memela, Tosis is explaining the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos is going according to Rabbi Yossi. That's who was speaking about. And Rabbi Yossi holds Nashim Somchos Rishus. And the other Gemara was going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that Ein Nashim Somchos Rishus. And memela, so it's an Isra essay. So it comes out very interestingly that if you hold that women can volunteer, so maybe the Kohen could also. This is more of a pilpul, you know, a l'shitoso razzle dazzle pilpul, this Magen Avraham. And this, those at Machlokas Rav Yosef Yehuda is here in Chagiga on page 11 of Tezayin Amid Beis. Meisvi Daber on the bottom. Daber b'nei Yisrael Somach, b'nei Yisrael Somachim, v'im b'nei Yisrael Somachos. That's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yishmael, Omen b'nei Yisrael Somachos Rishos. So that's our fourth teretz. Again, we have the Marsha, the Bach, the who? Darkei Moshe, and what? And Magen Avraham. Well, he says what over the Marsha said. So I don't know. So then we have to, I don't know. I mean, not that we are great, you know, who are we to decide which is the. So, what do you say? I'm going to say. You have any feedback from the of the four we see so far? What? I understand, but in other words, what do you think is the pashut? You want to see more Terut? Let's see more. Let's see the Pnei Yeshua. On page 12. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Here Shah should see, but close of Arku Artemelozorim, Lava Bamakal say. Can matching Kushia Tsuma, how do you use a pair called Kisfe? I'm Rav Yosef Yomel Ravarti. Normally, I'll lay a duch and easy over. Kosu Shomatosis, Loya, the Rima is a yesh. The new language is no Koshim Mid. I'll call Had Dashin Kosu Baruch of Lozorim. Hainu the base Habachira Dachka, the Isa Pesota. Dika Krom the base Habachira Ari. Vasan Vada also Mishum to the Baruch of Mishem Hamafurish. Of the ruler, the Laceland Cross, Shapi Hixer Rima is a yesh bizarre. Loya, like Kori Matora. Mr. Brachman was always stumbling the Rebo Haim Bavar, Brachman Shem Vilo Kamal Isi Ola. Ah, so the Pnei Yeshua says a whole different thing. He says like this. He says, what's the problem?
He says, why can't a Tzar go up and do it? Psukim. What is it? Is it Rechab Shem Rechab to this bunch of Psukim? So what's wrong? So the only time he thinks it's Asr is in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the first year we said in the Beis HaMikdash, they took him with the shape of the Torah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is just the regular shape of the Torah. The Beis HaMikdash is the shape of the Torah. Since it was the shape of the Torah,
Wah, wah.
Why don't we say that he's
We'll see. One second. Now, there's an interesting Minchas Chinuch, but maybe we'll leave that for the last thing. Okay, 14, 15. Okay. So let's see what else there is. And the Maritz says the same thing as the Pnei Yeshua. On page 16. Bein Israel b'zman ha-mikdash, ha-yom mitz Hashem kichsovo. Now let's look at the Maram Shik on page 17. Nitosis per kolkis v'kosu liyoder v'yima isi yesh b'zar ha'olu l'duchim. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, the Bach, everyone speaks about this. And he has daiti l'mandom ha'mitzvah svichas kavana. So he wants to say another thing. If you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, so im asa below kavana lo yotza, ha'kilu lo asa. Yikechal mitzvah alakonim, levarach Yisrael, asa dafka b'kavana. Lo kivnu l'keim ha'mitzvah, lo asu ha'mitzvah. Visu l'zari alfin alav bo b'chal asay, konim tztavo l'Yisrael asu. Yikein ingi cholim daik, l'adug b'shirish b'chol mitzvah asu l'zari. He wants to say that the only time it's osur is if you have kavana for the mitzvah. If a zar goes up there and has kavana for the mitzvah, so then he's trying to do the mitzvah, so that's osur. But if he has kavana just to say not for the mitzvah, and that's in the Tosfos, because Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah srichas kavana. Roshan mitzvah sichas kavanah mail baliyah bali kavanei kam iser. Aval b'ksubis may baliyah l'shem mitzvahs duchen v'kei gav devad shapir kol Rav Yossi dove be'asei. So his answer is that when Tos is saying you're allowed to, we're saying you're allowed to go up, and Tos says no problem, that's if you don't bali kavanah. And the Gemara Ksuv is with Kavan. Well, you're both sides. There's a lot of Teirutz in here. Now you want to see the Torah Tamima. On page 26. So look in the second column of the Torah Tamima, page 26, where it says Kuf Lamed Aleph, where I put the arrow there, the second column. Inyan Zar Noses Kapa Vuksha Olo Laduchim Levarches Yisrael Birkas Konim. Inyan Lachay Nikra Al Pi Rov Inyan Birkas Konim B'Shem Nisiyas Kapayim Davdil Mistam Brachas Bichlal Shevvada Yefshar Lagbil Rak LeKohanim Yankil Lokol Yish Mutal Levarches Yish Yisrael. But you can always give your friend a bracha even if you're not a Kohen, but there's a special bracha of Birkas Kohanim. So the question first he discusses, are you allowed to, say you want to bless, we're going to see, like some parents have the minhag to bless their children on Friday night. How many here have that minhag in their home, that the father blesses the night? So, and when your father does it with two hands? What? Two hands on the head. Right. So the question that the, and let me just show you where it comes from. The source of this thing is Rabbi Yaakov Emden Sitter. On page 25. He says, Menogam v'shul Yisrael v'orach ha-yilodim b'lel Shabbos. Echad ha-ovos v'echad ha-rabbonim. The fathers and the rabbonim. Achar tefila o b'chnisa l'bayis. After davening or when they come home. Shaschal ha-shefa v'roi l'mshicho lo yilodim v'yichud. Because there's some shefa bracha that's coming down at that time, and therefore you can give it over to your kids.
Yorid v'chal v'nechaz v'yosef v'ktanim sh'adayim l'tomu tam chet v'odem hu mispashe yosef v'al gam bonim ha'gdolim kablim b'rochim mi'avoseim v'nochad hu v'menichim beiz yedeihem al roshayim. You should put two hands on the head k'derech sh'nog Moshe Rabbeinu ayin yofa tov ayin, because your two hands is a full bracha. Tei kohanim b'rikas kohanim beiz yedeihem.
So then he writes, "V'chein hayaminag v'lo kechasre hedah shecholshem sheish peida avarach dafke biyarachas." He says, "Wow, we're very stark here." He says, "Not like these people." He calls them chasre das, who are machbid only to use one hand, meaning because maybe they feel, as we'll see, that the two hands is only for the kohen. So maybe just like there's an Indian that a czar can make Brichas Kohanim, maybe the whole concept of two-hand bracha is only for Kohanim. So if that went in the shtak against, he says that no, when the fathers do a full-fledged bracha with two hands. So now look at the Torah Tumimah. He writes on the second arrow on the second column, page 26. Second arrow, second column. Anisha Matim Nisha Munim Shagrabi Vilna Birichas Ha. Somebody land down. Murad said that the Vilna Bashasku Pasa. That when this person was getting married, the Vilna Gaon gave him a bracha by the chuppah. He niyach yodo achas al rosh. Shasa bracha. And he only put one hand on the chasa. Vishalo kach vahishiv kilo matzinim. Bracha b'shtei yadayim, bracha kohanim b'mikdash. So, those are already seen with Shemachim, Misha Yerbezer. Who are the flaws? Don't look long where the only thing misses the shit when I'm rocking to you, etc. Okay, now? Okay, now we're about to say the grand finale.
How many differences do we have so far?
We had the Svar.
We
had the Mashah, only the Duch. We had the Bach, the Bach. We had the Dach Moshe, alone versus not alone. We had the Magen Avraham, only the Machlokes of Yosef and Yud. We had Shulam Mikdash, Marav Shek, Kabbalah versus Mokka. Are you ready for the seven? That was the first drasha that the Rav ever gave in the Chiyam Rebbe.
measure she brought. He's the seventh Rebbe. All Shvi and Chavi. All number seven is always Chav. Ready? Third column, arrow the third column. Lo emna milaha yedover chadish. The nifla. Masher shematzadi b'hagdom ha-sefer Rabbeinu Yerucham. Because of Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shevi Mara says Rabbi Yossi. And he says, welcome, he says, the whole question is based on a mistaken girsa. So we spent the whole shiur on 16 minutes. Mistaken girsa. Let's look at what he thinks the girsa should be. So there, Niva Atzmi She'eini Kohen, that's what we had, Rosh Hashanah. First of all, Yodea Adiba Atzmi She'eini Kedai, not Eini Kohen. I'm not, you know, like we say, Hinani, Afopish, Eini Kedai, Eini Kedai, Fiza Yeha, Kavodim, Yomu, the Kamera, Lego Duchem, all Duchem Shop Kohanim, and Sis Kapai, and Mokum Shom Dorshim, Gidola, Kavod, Ne Tzibur, Mokum Gavola. What does it mean? What's the one English word? What's the word? One English word. See if you get it. One English word for what he's saying. If anyone gets it? What? What? One English word. English word, ready? One English word is days. It means like this. This has nothing to do with Birkas Kohanim. It means that in certain functions, you know, that the Hashuvim sit on the days. It says that even though I'm not such a great person, but my friends, when we do an affair, they coax me that I should sit on the dais at the bar mitzvah or at the wedding, so I would sit at the dais. And that's what the whole bar is talking about. So, lo yodei ani she'eini kedai. I know that I'm not like everyone else there, but if they would, you know, push me up to the dais, so I would sit there. And that's all he was saying. The Rebbe has nothing to do with that's what he says. It's like the Yagura convention. You know, when the Gedolei Rabbanim, who makam gavoa bolakin is the book, which puts above Vasu, that's the Baruch Hashulchan, etc. You can't even call it in Sis Kapayim, Maranuski, the Shtapcha, Girsa Shem Gemara. Welcome Kedai, Kosov Kohen. This would be interesting to do some research, you know, for those who are in the scholars here, to, you know, see the whole manuscript of the Gemara, the Gemara that was printed with the gifts of Lady Kedai. It was different, but we can get that. Right? Eighty Cohen, 80 to back.
And then everything falls away.
Oh. Okay, so we have seven Terutzim. So if this is true, then obviously there's no good to talk about it. But now, let me show you one of the schemas, and then we'll dive into it. This is a typical Luchasim. Okay, you ready for this one?
So you have to know the following. Take a look. What page?
14.
Start on page 14. Says the Minchas Chinuch the following. really look page 15 first. So what's the halacha? If a person, if the mother is
non-Jewish, so the son is non-Jewish, right? Mother Jewish, the son is Jewish. So what if the son, what? We have a concept of Eved Kanani, right? The Shifter Kananis. So that means you start off as a non-Jew, and then we bring you to the mikvah, we convert you partially, not to be a full Jew, but to be a Shifka or an Eved Kanani. And that you have partial Kedushas Yisrael. Right? If you're an Eved Kanani, you're only chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. Right? You're not chayiv in all the mitzvahs. So, what if you had a woman who's chetze shifcha chetze bas chorin? Right? And the partner, which she was owned by two masters. So one of them, they both made her into a shifcha chananis, but one of them freed her, so she became a bas chorin. So, and then bas chorin means she's a full Jew. And then part of her is only what? Shifcha. So part, she's part full Jews, so she was owned by two people, and then one of them totally freed her, so then she was able to be told on the second time, and she half of her fully converted and half of her didn't. Okay, so that's Chetzah Shifcha, Chetzah Bas Chorin. And then she had a daughter. So Mubeyla, Habas Yitzachim HaShifcha Havlara Harari, Chetzah Shifcha.
Because a part of her is Jewish, a part of her is not Jewish, so to speak. Part of her is full Jewish, part of her is Shifcha, which is not full Jewish. Okay? Then she has a daughter. So,
from the perspective of the part of the mother that's Shifcha, so that your mother is a non-Jew, you're a non-Jew. So part of her is non-Jew. But then part of her is what? Part of the mother is Jewish. So part of the mother is Jewish, then when two Jews marry, then you follow the father. Right? That's the law. Two Jews marry, father, the Kohen, you're a Kohen. If a Jew and a non-Jew marry, then you follow the law. And then you're a non-Jew. But if two Jews marry, so here, he had a Jew that married this woman, who's a Chetze Shifcha, a Chetze Bas Chorin. Right? So now, they had a daughter. So the daughter is what? Is part of her is a non-Jew, and part of her is a Jew. Right? Okay? Now this woman goes ahead and what? And a Kohen has relations with this woman. With the daughter. So from the perspective of the Jewish part of her, he's a Kohen. From the perspective of the non-Jewish part, is non-Jewish. But if eventually she gets freed, so she'll end up being what? A chetz. In other words, eventually the kid will get freed. So the kid will be a chetzi Kohen, chetzi Yisrael.
right? Because if you start off with, if the daughter is chetzi Jewish, chetzi non-Jewish, and then Kohen is bo'al her, so then from the perspective of the Jewishness Shabbat, so then you follow the husband, and he's a Kohen. From the perspective of the non-Jewish, you follow the mother, and she's a Shivcha. So here, this kid, we're an Eved. So this kid is Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Kohen. And then eventually, well, he'll be freed, so he'll be like a Chatzi Ger, which is a Yisrael, Chatzi Kohen. So the Milchas Chinuch points out that it's shaykh to be a Chatzi Kohen, Chatzi Yisrael. So the question is, that this all ties in everything. So when they call the Matadukhin, so what does he do? Because part of him is a Kohen, part of him is not. So this whole kind of discussion that we had, because if they're not Kohen Matadukhin, so that would be good. Because then he'll walk his kahuna, he represents these two people inside of him. He's a Chatzi Kohen and a Chatzi Non-Kohen. But if you hold a Zahar Kedochen, that's fine. But if you hold a Zahar Kedochen, so what does he do? Only let us see it. Yeah, take a look. On page 14. Zahar Shabir, who were Bashas, the Oberbassin, Pesh Rashi, called the Barcha, Lava Bobby Kolasin. Then the third column. So if you hold there's no Isser Bazaar, then he could go up to Duchen. But if you hold there's an Isser Essay, then he can't be Vada Eino Olah. In other words, what does this person do? Because if he's in shul and they say, how are you? Now he's all confused. Which I do. Because part of me is Siddokh and part of me is also Siddokh. And if you say it's an Isser Essay, it ain't Essay Dokh Essay. I think the one that's over the lab, Abam Kol Essay, can cheat the Sarashba, and it's like the lab, Essay Dokh Lab, Abam Kol Essay, Kol Shekin the lab, okay, no little Dukhim. Because maybe Essay, the Tzad Kohi, is Dokh Lab, Abam Kol Essay. That would be made of the Tzad Essay. But according to the Marid, the Mikdash came over the Essay, and you can't have an Essay homework. You can't have a lot of the Mikdash, they Essay. So this is a problem. So if anyone ever has the shayla, they have a problem. But this is the mechaschin of cheshbon. It's interesting because it ties in with everything we said. Okay, now both sides. So I think there's an interesting share here today, but. Now you know the Indian. You know the Gemara and Shabbos, the Tosas, the Mashah, the Yeshua, all the Rei, and the Wah, the Marashit, and all this. It's sad. You think about it. What do you think? Of course, if you hold like the Gears of the Rabbi Yerucham, you see, that's what, like the Shafim was pointing out. The Gears is very important because sometimes the whole Gears can make the whole difference. Is any Kohen or any Shaddai? It has nothing to do with. And the whole thing is, take a look, and maybe you'll do some research in the whole mission. Okay, well, 2 minutes, we'll down to it.